It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the general election is less than 1 month away, and during the time of COVID-19, there may be some questions about voting and recent changes and the best and safest way is to cast a ballot. And on the telephone today, we're pleased to be joined by Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me and helping get out the word on how to make this election time easy for everybody.
Absolutely. So before we talk about voting, so your position, Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller, what are the things that you all oversee?
Well, as the auditor side, I am the fiscal agent for the County of Tuolumne under the California Constitution. So anything that's fiscal comes through my office. So we pay all the bills, we deposit all the money, we account for all of the activity, we pay all of the county employees and probably 8 to 10 special districts. We get audited from the state, the federal government, and the outside auditors annually, numerous times. So anything that would be number oriented would come through here. So, you know, when people ask me what I do, I tell them I could cut you a check, I can issue you a marriage license or register you to vote. Which one would you like me to do? Most people pick the check, but I don't issue them a check. So on the clerk side, then I'm also the commissioner of marriages, so I issue marriage licenses, and we also perform the ceremonies here. Also, semi-annually, we go down to the Sierra Conservation Center and perform marriages for the prisoners there. And then, of course, the big one, the election side, is that we carry out the elections for both or for all local, federal, and state offices for Tuolumne County.
Right, and then I know looking ahead to the November 3rd election, this past Monday was a pretty significant day. What can you tell us about this?
So Monday, the ballots were mailed out to all of the voters in Tuolumne County. Tuolumne County went to a different kind of model for voting in March. It's the SB 450 or the Vote Center model. However, because of COVID, the governor of the state of California declared that all counties, so all voters in the state of California, would receive vote-by-mail ballots for the November election. This isn't permanent. It's permanent for Tuolumne County, but it's not permanent for statewide. So all voters would be mailed ballots so that a voter can choose which method they want to vote, whether they want to vote by mail or whether or not they want to vote in person.
And then this past Monday was the first day that they could stop by your office as well to vote in person if they'd like?
They did, and we actually had 9 citizens who came in and voted, which was kind of exciting. In March, on the same period, same first day, we had 1. So and as of right now, we have received 20 ballots that were for military and overseas voters, and we've received 11 voters have come into our office and voted.
And what can you tell us about the voting centers and what those are exactly?
Okay, so because we went to the SB 450 model, instead of having the 27 polling places, we have 4 vote centers, not including my office. So the vote centers are open up numerous days for people to vote, not just election day. So starting October 31st, which is a Saturday, then voters can go and vote in person at the 4 vote centers. So there is the vote center that's going to be, and this one's a little different than March. We moved it. It's going to be the Tuolumne Library, better parking, better access, and then the other 3 that are exactly the same that as they were in March will be the Groveland Library, the Realty, Wilson Realty in Jamestown, and the Bible Church in Twain Hart. So those did not change. The only one that did change, we moved it from Memorial Hall to the library just because it had better access. And then, of course, my office. So on Saturday and Sunday and Monday of that week, so the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd, voters can come in between 8:30 and 4:30 in the four vote centers and my office and vote in person. And then on election day, the vote centers are open and my office is open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. at night if you want to vote in person. But we encourage, because of COVID and not knowing exactly what's going to be happening, that one utilizes the voting in person perhaps earlier than one would have normally done that, so that there's not long lines at the vote centers. Because again, and we'll probably get into that, we want to make everybody safe, both the voters and the workers. So there will be a lot of cleaning at the vote centers. And if you have long lines, that makes it a little harder to keep up the cleaning of the utensils, the pens, and the machines. All of the vote center employees will be wearing masks. And we highly encourage voters to wear masks. There will be extra masks, extra gloves, extra sanitizing hand stuff, extra wipes at all of the vote centers, so that if a voter comes in and forgets anything, there'll be tools there and gloves, et cetera. There'll be personal equipment that they can have, and so that they feel comfortable and the workers feel comfortable voting.
I visited the Jamestown Voting Center during the March primary election, and it seemed like that was relatively new equipment. Is that new machines that you have there?
We do, and they make the election so much easier. So, yes, there is new machines that makes voting really easy for a voter who wants to vote via the machine versus voting by pen. Though in the vote center, you can do either one of those options. You can use the machine, or you can use a pen and go into a booth and vote like you've done in the past. But we also have new machines downstairs that tabulates the votes. And they are faster and easier to use than our old machines that were purchased in 2005.
So there's been a lot of talk recently nationwide about election security and the question of, can you trust the results? You know, what is your kind of response to that, specifically talking about the local elections?
Well, I think that there is some misunderstanding, and sometimes people apply what happened. I can't speak about any of the other states. I can only speak about California because I know the rules for California. And, you know, people ask me how secure is my vote by mail ballot? Can people vote 100 times? It's very difficult to commit voter fraud with vote by mail ballots because, one, we compare manually with people's eyes, your signature or the voter's signature on their ballot envelope and either their driver's license signature or the registration card, depending on which one of those two pieces of information we have in our system. So before the ballot goes downstairs to be tabulated, there is a staff member that is comparing the two signatures. If the two signatures do not match, then the ballot envelope is rejected. Somebody else reviews it. We contact the voter to tell them that we have a mixed match signature and ask them to come in and cure it. It could be that their signatures, you know, really has changed, or we've had people who've broken a wrist and they're signing with the other hand than they normally do, so then they'll come down and do that. But most of the issues that we have with signatures, BJ, is that the voter forgets to sign the envelope, so there is no signature. And then once that happens, not only in my database does it say that BJ Hansen has voted, but I send that off to the state of California on a regular basis daily that says BJ Hansen has voted, so that if BJ Hansen tries to go to another county and be a and register to vote and vote again, the system, because the state has a statewide database, would pop up that B.J. Hansen has already voted in Tuolumne County. So it's more difficult to do what, you know, a lot of people have said, well, I'm going to find a whole bunch of ballots at the post office and I'm going to sign the signature and I'm going to send them all in. It would be really difficult to know. I don't know what your signature looks like. My signature is probably easy to find. Just go on the county's webpage and you probably can find it. But the normal person, their signature is not out there for someone to duplicate and try to find. And number two is you would have only gotten one vote anyway. You couldn't vote for B.J. Hansen 100 different, or vote as B.J. Hansen 100 different times. So that makes it more difficult. Again, well, you know, I can vote by mail and then I'll run down to a vote center and vote that way too. Number two, exactly what I said in the first time, once we process your ballot, and we're probably, you know, 10 hours behind, we try to get everything done in the same day, but it's definitely as we get closer to November 3rd, that makes it a little more difficult because we're getting, you know, thousands of envelopes in, not just five or six. But when we discover and the system would that you voted twice, then we turn that over to the district attorney because voting twice is against the law. And then the district attorney will do an investigation and decide whether or not they want to prosecute you. It's, you know, it's easier to influence somebody how to vote than it is to vote as that person.
Having to turn information over to the DA's office like that, do you get some of those cases every election year?
We do. Well, we turn over cases. I have to tell you, the majority of the time is that age is an issue and people just forget. In my tenure here, the DA, the district attorney, has not ever prosecuted anybody because age is the difference. And we do catch the second ballot, so it's not counted. So the good news is the individual, the voter, the first ballot that processed through the system like it should, got their vote. The second ballot, again, the system is telling me that they've already voted, so we withhold that ballot and that envelope. So then, you know, nobody has voted twice. But most of the time, the report I get back from the district attorney's investigator is that age was a difference and it really wasn't malice, or they really weren't trying to vote multiple times. They just forgot they voted.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista, talking everything voting ahead of the November election on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.